bright, fade out into night. Have the lords put down silence now, no sound. Great and lovely, lights shining, strawberry fresh air, bold spring. Zero point, start again. Unknown way, unknown way. Just a new light. Morning comes, pure white. Great and loving, God's shining strawberry. Just blow new seed. All I need, unlearn, return.
Vamos. 18. Perceive essentially. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, two vast and trunkless legs of a stone stand in the dust in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal, these words appear. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare. The lone and level sands stretch far away. The poet has met a traveler, and that traveler tells him about a story. There is desert. And on that desert, there is a statue, a broken statue, a very famous statue, where there are two legs and there is a head. And the traveler says to the poet, "This is a statue of a king whose name was Ozymandias. And he used to say, 'I am Ozymandias, and none is comparable to me. I am the greatest king. All those who see me, they burn in jealousy. I am the highest, I am the greatest, I am the biggest king. I rule over the whole world.'" And the traveler says, "Look at him now, what remains? His legs, broken legs. Look at his head." And the sculptor had depicted his head, that it shows all the feelings and emotions of his face, and they are as alive as they were at that time. Full of ego, full of haughtiness, full of pride, full of what we call today God complex. God complex means I am holier than thou attitude. I am bigger than you. And at last the poet says, "Nothing remains behind around the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, that lone and level sand stretch away far." This is what has remained. Where is the kingdom? Where is the king? Where is his empire? Everything has disappeared, and time doesn't remember anything. He is standing there, his broken statue, in the desert. One of the most beautiful poems of Percy Bysshe Shelley to the Ozymandias. Everything falls. The pride hath a fall. Nothing remains. Today, day 9th, chapter of unlearning. We are not learning anything new, rather we are unlearning. We are entering into the school of unschooling. And today's sutra is unlearning the ego's certainties. For example, ego says, "I know this person." What you know? What you know about him is the past. The person is alive now. And what we know, it's something that we have seen through the lens of our narrowed, tunneled vision. How can we claim to know anyone? All the biographies that are written in this world, most of them are the works of fiction. Because how can a biography be written? How can we know somebody? What is written is about external events, about external happenings. They may give a glimpse of that person, but the real person remains incognito. So to say, "I have understood, I know this man, I know this person," It is nothing but the depiction of our ego. Second, when we say, I have understood life, what I have understood. Understanding is a lifelong procedure. But ego wants certificate. Life is fresh. Every moment. The moment I say I have understood life, I close the door of understanding. Every day brings to me new experiences, new aspects, new dimensions. So I can never say that I have understood it. Third, when I say I have experienced this, the moment I say the experience turns into ego. Experiencing or realizing is a deep internal work. The moment I try to reveal it, I dilute it. Next, when somebody comes and gives feedback, I become defensive. I justify. Or I become angry. That shows something is yet not very easy or flowing within. The stream is not smooth. The flow is obstructed. Spirituality is the flow that moves, the river that flows smoothly, unpunctured. The moment I say I am awakened, I am spiritual. Again, subtle ego props up. The moment I say I am right, Baba calls it royal ego. I will talk with you only when you accept that you are wrong. Ego prefers victory over truth. And spiritual ego is extremely subtle. How it enters, when it enters, no one knows. Alert, attentive, and vigilant. These are the three words. Spirituality is to become alert, attentive, and vigilant. Every moment, vigilance, eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. If you want to become free, the path demands discipline. Discipline is not bondage. It is rather the herald of freedom, the harbinger of liberty. These are the three practical methods to loosen the grip of ego. The first, let yourself be wrong. First, practice saying maybe, rather than saying I know, I have understood, I know. Say maybe. I know it, but maybe. To some extent, I do not know it. Maybe is a good word, a protective device that will loose, make the ego's grip loose. Have you understood this? Maybe I have. Do you know this place? Maybe. The second is allow yourself to be wrong at least once in a day. Okay, I am wrong. Accepting. The flaw. It will open the door. Third, drop all the identities before sleep. Forget who you are. A lawyer, a doctor, a professional. Ego can manifest in different way. Spiritual ego, professional ego, knowledge ego, purity ego. There's a story about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He used to go for prayer. He saw once a man who is lazy and he doesn't go to prayer, namaz. And he tells that man, come on, let's go for prayer. Because the Prophet is a very respectable person. The person could not say no and he accompanied him. And they both did the prayer. The person imitated the Prophet and he did exactly the way the Prophet was performing the prayer. The next day, this same person was scolding other people in his shop. You donkeys, you are simply sleeping. You should do daily prayers. Look at me, how punctually I do all the prayers. Looking at him, Prophet hurried towards the mosque. And the man asked, where are you heading towards so hurriedly? The Prophet says, I am going to correct my mistake. Mistake? Which mistake? Yesterday, I told you to come with me and I taught you prayers. So, the man said, the Prophet replied, before prayers, you were so humble. With a single prayer, now you are so much full of yourself. God complex. So I am going to ask God forgiveness. I am going to ask for pardon. Because of me, you have become proud, full. The ego raises its ugly hood in deceptive manners. The ways of the egos are surreptitious. We never know how it arises, when it arises. In Ireland, there were two groups of people, theist and atheist. Theist are those believers in God. And atheists are those who are unbelievers, non-believers. So these theists started a new service in the church. Dial a prayer. Dial a prayer. Means, if you call, you tell your problem, the recorded voice of prayer will come or they will do prayer for you. Dial a prayer. Looking at these atheists, a theist starting this prayer, the believer started in prayer service, atheist also started this service. those who were non-believers in God dial a prayer service. But the problem was that whenever somebody would call, they would never pick up the phone. The service was started not because they want to pray for others, but because somebody else started. This is a good concept. Dial a prayer. We can start dial a Sakash. Somebody comes and tells his problem. The group hears the problem and gives collective Sakash to that person. So this service is called dial a prayer, dial a Sakash, dial a song. Somebody comes and depicts his sorrowful story. Now you select some song and make him hear. Because they are very weak, they can't even pray. Somebody is unhappy, somebody is sorrowful. Somebody wants something. Somebody is not performing well in purity. So he calls up and the group dial a prayer, dial a Sakash group, gives him vibrations of purity. How is this concept? This can be started. We will have to give one call number for that, which should be available 24 hours. Otherwise, they'll keep on calling and nobody is picking up the call. Dial a prayer, dial a Sakash, dial a song. Or paid Sakash. So these are the three methods. First, saying maybe, maybe somebody comes and gives you honest feedback. That time it's better not to be defensive. We can understand which feedback is honest and which feedback is arising out of jealousy. If it is arising out of jealousy and has got elements of untruth, you should remain unaffected. No comments. Second method, allowing yourself to be wrong at least once in a day. It's good to say, I don't know. And the third, what was the third? Before, at night, before you sleep, dropping everything. I don't know anything. No knowledge, no yoga, nothing. I don't know any meditation techniques. I don't know speaking. I don't know. Dropping all the spiritual and professional identities. I am nothing. I am nothing. Nil. Enjoy the nothingness. New knowledge needs space. If you are full, nothing new will enter. Children are spacious. That's why they learn things fast. Adults are, accommodation is full. No space available in Pandavabhavan. Go down. At least one night, no. Not available. Empty yourself. Be spacious. Allow the new happenings, the new knowledge, the new experiences, the new inspirations. Let the new air, new breeze come inside the room and play. Let the dancing rays of the sun come and enter the nooks and corners and the hidden recesses of our hearts. Empty the heart. Vacate the place. Let the new light come. Otherwise, like this, Percivus Aetialis, Ozymandias. I met a traveller from an antique land who said two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them on the sand half sunk a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lips and sneer of cold command. Tell that its sculpture, well those passions read, which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that feed, and on the pedestal these words appear. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings, look on my works, a mighty, and despair. But what remains now? Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and the level sands stretch far away. This is the remains of that king. Nothing has remained. Such a proud king, who is to rule over the entire globe. And this is what has remained. His broken legs, his broken head. Pride hath a fall. I don't know anything. I am nothing. I am empty. Let the divine enter you. And divinity needs space. So today's unlearning the ego's certainty. Nishchintata. But whose nishchintata, whose ego? Ego's certainty. Enter into the space of freedom and drop these certainties. Om Shanti.
Old maps burn bright, fade out into night. Had the laws put down, silence now, no sound. Again, unknown, unknown.